This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Sterling Hoffrichter from Syracuse will punt.
Hey, that was the 2023 XFL play of the year, and it was a pass caught from the punter to our next guest. It is St. Louis Battlehawks wide receiver Gary Jennings joining the show on KMOX. Gary, how you doing?
Hey, how are you doing, guys? How are you doing?
You know, we're doing great here. We're loving Battlehawks season because it is underway, and the team will play against Michigan. It'll be at 6 o'clock. And one thing that we have noticed in the time the Battlehawks have been here, and this is your second stint with the team, you've been here before, that it's just a lot of fun. It is so much fun in that building. It is for fans. Does it feel that way to players too?
100%. You know, this is it's an ecosystem that's really, it's built on brotherhood. It has a lot of like a college feel to it. We're around each other a lot. We're able to get to know each other on a deeper level, and really it's just all about ball. It's all about ball and the relationships that we make. So it's so much fun.
You know, Gary, I'm glad you brought that up, that you said it's kind of like a college feel. I was going to ask, what is the vibe of the league, of the team, compared to, say, college football versus the NFL? Obviously a different setup where the UFL is in Texas, and then when you have home games, you go to your respective cities. How does that affect the feel of the league?
Well, our coaches definitely hold us to a professional standard. With the set up, with how much we're around each other. Usually in the NFL, it's more so, you know, you're around the building, you may hang around your core group of guys outside of ball, kind of maybe not as often, but here we're around each other for literally for hours on end throughout the day. And I think that just brings us so much closer and allows us to be able to communicate. And it just forms those relationships so much better, even after the season is over with. So I think it's something that's very special about this league.
Yeah, and you've been with professional teams like NFL teams. You know, you were with the, you know, the Seahawks and the Dolphins, and you kind of been around all over. I know it's a different product and a different vibe, but just how different is UFL?
It's a grind. It's a grind for sure. You could say from there's just different levels to things, from as far as just from different standpoints, like NFL. Yeah, from like in NFL, we have like with different scheduling, we have different train tables. But I think the main thing to take away from all of it is that we take advantage, and we all know people that have been in the league are just truly grateful for the opportunities and things that we have here at this current point in time. So I think that's the main thing to take away from it.
I said earlier the Battle Hawks play against the Panthers on Saturday at 6. It's actually Arlington. They will play Arlington at 11:30. I'm sure I confused Gary because he said, wait a minute, game's later than I thought.
I thought you were talking about our next home game or something.
No. Sorry, Gary. You have to be there. The game's at 11:30. What is it like in terms of preparation, scouting another team, you know, going through film and that sort of thing? Is it similar to the NFL? Is a little bit less intense, or how is it?
Well, as a professional, you should approach the game. We all have standards for ourselves, and our coaches hold us, like I said, to a high standard as well. A lot of them have, you know, numerous years of NFL experience, so we hold ourselves to that standard, and they definitely hold ourselves to that standard. So as far as preparation goes, they're treating it like it is an NFL game, and we're treating that as such as well. So I guess the main thing that can, the discrepancies or the differences between the NFL and UFL, is sometimes there's a lot of turnover with the UFL, but generally speaking, the concepts and personnel are pretty similar.
Gary, growing up, was it always football for you? Did you have other sports that you played or, you know, equally loved?
Well, I played basketball growing up. I was a big Miami Heat fan. Mm-hmm. Growing up in those Dwayne Wade.
Oh yeah.
Those
LeBron days.
My favorite player. Yeah, LeBron days. Even before then, I was a real Heat fan. I wasn't a
okay.
Heat fan.
You weren't a big three. Here come these guys.
I wasn't a big three. I was there before the big three for sure.
Is that what you have to tell people? Like, hey, I was there when they weren't, you know, that.
Right. People think, oh, like you were just following. No, I was there since the beginning. So
yeah.
I was a big basketball guy growing up. I did a little bit of track. I could always run,
mm-hmm.
but I was big on basketball, big on football. And those were my main two.
When did you decide that you wanted to play football in college?
I would say that goal got pretty narrow probably around my eighth grade year,
uh-huh.
eighth grade going into high school.
Okay.
I still loved basketball, but I just figured a 6'2". A 6'2 receiver is better than a 6'2 guard at the time. So.
That's probably dirty.
Yeah.
So I just using my brain in that capacity definitely helped shape that up.
Unless you can shoot. I mean, if you can
right?
shoot.
You got to shoot the lights out.
Yeah.
You definitely got to shoot the lights
you
gotta
out. You got to be Steph if you're 6'2 and you want to play. Yeah, there you go.
Well, even the track skills, though, I'm trying to remember who it was. Akeem Haynes. He was like an Olympian in the 400-meter dash and a punt returner because he had that speed. Did you ever think of going that route? Did you stay with track very long? Because the speed in the NFL, the speed in football in general, really does kind of compare to those track sprinters.
Yeah, I do know track speed is different. There's a lot of football players that can run track, but track speed is different.
Yeah.
In that same breath, I remember growing up, you know, a lot of the track coaches, they would say there was a football player, Jeff Demps, out of Florida. They're like, yeah, he's this guy. He's, you know, really fast guy on track. Like, you can do the same thing, you know, in that sense. So, they both do. They help with running form and they translate. Those guys are moving out there, though, on track, like really moving.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We're talking about your football career and getting to that point and just seeing how many different NFL teams that you were with, and sometimes pretty briefly you were with them. You know, the Seahawks, Dolphins, Ravens, Bills, Colts, Chiefs. You know, you've been with all these teams, and it says to me that you're just somebody who absolutely loves football, that you have worked and you have had all of these opportunities and continue to seek them out.
Yeah, I pride my journey on being resilient, and I've learned so many different lessons. I've met so many people, and I am so much better of a person overall, like in my craft, how I carry myself, my diet, my faith. You know, I'm just so much better for it through all the doors that I've walked in and out of. So through that, you know, I'm really just thankful for each and every opportunity, and it can be a blur at times too. It is kind of crazy, but I really sometimes don't even remember. Like, dang, like I was like my brother or my brothers and family. They gotta remind me sometimes. Like, oh, like yeah, you were there for like a little bit, but you know, it's crazy.
That's
but
awesome.
I'm truly thankful for each and every single lesson that, you know, I learned along the way, and you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
It is kind of amazing though to be able to be like, have somebody remind you that you were with the Colts, and you go, oh yeah,
well, yeah, I was with the Colts.
I was with the Colts for
right.
A little bit.
Yeah, and they'll say, they're like, Gary, don't do that to me. Like, come on, you remember this, right?
that's awesome. Have you had many friends and family members be able to go to any Battlehawks games at the Dome?
Yes, I've had my parents and my siblings. I'm the youngest, so they've definitely you know, shown up to games at the Dome, and then they love it.
That's
they love
awesome.
It.
Yeah.
Sure.
So they get in with the rowdies? There are a lot of rowdies at those games.
My mom is probably the lead rowdy.
That's awesome.
She's spraying beer everywhere.
Yeah,
every time,
everywhere. I don't know about the beer, but she's definitely screaming, stomping, all the above.
I like to think that she's getting people riled up, like she's causing the instigator, causing the trouble. I like that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous, but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, if she's listening right now, I'd say she want me to say she's keeping the peace. But
okay, okay, she's not starting anything.
I'll stay on that. Good. So yeah, let's not start anything there.
But I bet she is telling everybody around her that you are her son.
Oh yeah,
that's my kid down there.
Yeah, she definitely can tell us that. My parents, you know, they're my number one supporters, and you know, I love them very much.
So, last thing, the UFL has announced again that the championship game is going to be here in St. Louis because the attendance is the best in the league by a pretty wide margin. So, do you feel extra pressure to now make sure the Battlehawks get to the championship game?
There's no pressure. It's just what we're going to do.
Okay.
There's no pressure. It's just what, you know, like, and I know that, you know, they say not to do call-outs, but that's just what is going to happen. You know, it's set up for that. So, you know, we're taking things week by week, but you know, we can't wait to be in that championship game. And that literally had, I know once we get to that championship game, that thing's going to be packed full. So I can't wait for it. Really.
All right. I love that confidence. We need to hear it. Okay. So this is actually the last thing. We're going to give away a couple of Battle Hawks tickets to a listener. And you have to give us a number between 1 and 15, and that's the number caller who wins the ticket. So what's the number?
Come on, a number 12. We got to go with number 12.
Number 12.
I knew he was going to say that. 12th caller to the contest line at 955-1120 gets a pair of tickets to see the Battlehawks at any point during the regular season. Gary Jennings, we really appreciate it. We wish you the best of luck. We have a lot of fun watching the games, and it's good to know that you are having a great time playing here in St. Louis. So thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thanks, Chris and Amy. I appreciate you guys. Hope to see you guys soon.
Battle Hawks wide receiver Gary Jennings with us here on KMOX. And again, they play at 11:30 against Arlington, and that game is on Saturday.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.